rocks cry out. Close your eyes as we just receive and listen to the word of the Lord.
Psalm 95 says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." Mm-hmm.
So if we could, just like the psalmist, lift up praises to the Lord, remembering what he's done, remembering who he is and who we are because of him. Father God, you are my rock and my refuge.
Father, you are faithful, you never
I know there are more praises out there that we can lift up to the Lord.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God, and you are the author of the
You are our comforter and our counselor.
Yes, Lord, we praise you for all of these things and so much more. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord, of all that we have. So we praise you this morning. We remember your goodness and your power and your mercy and your love. We have a reason to sing. We have a reason to jump for joy. And so, Lord, may we live out of that peace and joy today. May your praises be ever on our lips. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for your supreme sacrifice. It is only through your immeasurable love and spilling of your precious blood, that we have the opportunity to be saved. We ask that you work through us to offer that same kind of love, mercy, and grace that you've shown us to all those that we encounter. We ask you this in your precious name. Amen.
Your name is healing. speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus.
Yes, Jesus, we just speak your name. We welcome your power and your love and your presence into this place, Lord. We just stand here, Lord, in awe of you, in awe of who you are, Lord, and desperate for more of you, because your name and your presence is life. Your name is power. We are nothing without you, Lord. And so we invite you in, and we expect to encounter your presence today. We hold on to the promise, God, that when we seek you, we will find you. You are a loving Father who desires to give more of yourself to us. And so, Lord, we receive you today. We receive the blessings that you have to offer, but also with willing hearts to pour that blessing back out into the world around us. So we welcome you, Lord Jesus. We invite you to speak as we turn to your word today. Ask for your spirit to convict us and train us in righteousness. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, worship team. And I would invite you to open a Bible if you have one, and to remain standing if you are able, in honor of God's word and the reading of it, to the book of Acts, chapter 19. And as you turn there, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church this morning. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 7, says this: while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John's baptism," they replied. And Paul said, "John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied, and there were about 12 men in all. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word, and